So picture it. Dark days, long nights, cold weather, rainy evenings. Going outside to your garden seems like the furthest thing you want to do. But I'm here to tell you that this could be the most beautiful time of the year to get excited about all the possibilities that 2015 holds. For Farm Your Yard, I am Carrie Hargrove, and for this installment, we're going to talk about how you can get ready in December for your beautiful garden in 2015. When I talk to people who are new gardeners, I always like to talk about how a garden is better if you plan. If you think about kind of anything in life, that's just a life lesson. If you plan and if you're organized and if you're forward thinking, things are probably going to go a little smoother. Gardening is no different. The biggest reason why I spend my December planning for what I'm going to do in 2015 is because it makes June a lot easier. I feel like I get more done. My job is totally gardening, so I'm less stressed because I know exactly what my plan is for that week. Spending your days in December helps you utilize your time in the growing season much better. A lot of the vegetables we grow here don't need the entire growing season to produce the food you want to eat. Here in Missouri, our growing season is about 6 to 8 months, kind of depending on where exactly you are and what kind of, you know, the level of green thumb that you have. It doesn't take a head of lettuce 6 to 8 months to turn into a head of lettuce. So if you spend just a little bit of time in the off season thinking about the things you want to eat next year and want to grow next year, you can actually utilize the space in your garden more effectively. You can grow two, or sometimes if you're lucky, three different vegetables in the same space throughout the growing year instead of just one plant or one type of plant. So you get a lot more food if you sit down with a cup of coffee in December and think about your garden a little bit. The first year I ever had a garden, I wrote down a list of vegetables that I wanted to eat, and it was pretty inclusive. I included things on this list like Brussels sprouts, artichokes, tomatoes, beans, peas, corn. The list was very, very long. I would encourage you to write down every vegetable that or fruit that you want to eat. Even if you have an inkling that you can't grow it here, still write it down, because then it encourages you to do a little bit of research and see if you can grow it here, and maybe it'll surprise you. So that first year, I had to whittle down some of the things. Like, I actually never grown artichokes because it turns out you can't grow them here so easily. After I make the list of the vegetables I want to grow next year, the second thing I want to plan for is when I can plant these vegetables in my growing climate here in central Missouri. The University of Missouri provides lots of really great, really simple information on planting times for hundreds of different fruits and vegetables. If you visit MU Extension's website, there's a great vegetable planting calendar. I use it currently. I tell my volunteers to use it. My coworkers who come ask me, when can I plant these beans? I say, just go look at Extension. It's a great resource. The figuring out when you can plant things relates to my earlier comment that most plants don't take the entire growing season to create the food you want to eat. When you figure out the planting dates for the vegetables you want to grow in your garden, you will start to see this. So for my carrots, I see that I can plant them from March to June, and that it takes them about 2.5 months to turn from seed into big carrot that I can pull off the ground and snack on. Lettuce, I see that I can grow it a couple different times. I can plant it from March to April, and then again in August, and it takes about 2 months from seed to a head of lettuce. Kale, I can plant in April, and it is a longer growing plant. It will grow the entire year. So you have your list of vegetables that you want to eat and that you want to grow in your garden. And now next to those vegetables, you have the times in which you can plant them in the calendar year and how long it's going to take for them to turn from a seed or a small plant into the thing you want to eat. After you have a list of what vegetables and fruits you want to grow in your garden and when you can plant those here in central Missouri, now it's time to get out your crayons for planning step number 3. I find it the easiest to draw a map of your garden when you want to decide where to put your plants and how many plants of each vegetable to grow. That way you can do lots of different drafts and see exactly how all the puzzle pieces fit together for your garden for next year. And that way you can also utilize your space the best. The fourth and final thing I plan for when I think about next year's garden is exactly where in the garden I want everything to lay out. When you think about this, you want to think about height of plants. You want to think about how big plants get. You want to think about any shade you have in your backyard or how close your garden is to your neighbor's dog yard. There's a million different things you want to think about. For this step, you want to take your map for your garden for next year and rearrange the pieces to make sure that they correspond to where you actually want them in your garden. So for instance, short plants should go on the south side of the garden so they don't shade out any of the plants that are going to be needing that wonderful sunlight. Send me your gardening questions and comments. Visit our website at columbiaurbanag.org or our Facebook page, Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. For Farm Your Yard, I am the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture Farm Manager, Carrie Hargrove. Happy gardening.